Hello, everybody. For heart practice today, we're going to be doing some practice with forgiveness. And even as you hear that word, you may notice feelings arise inside of you. So our practice starts there by noticing what comes up when we contemplate forgiveness and what that means or what we think it's supposed to mean. I somewhat hesitate in teaching about forgiveness practice, because forgiveness isn't something that can be willed. It's not something that we can necessarily think or convince ourselves into. But as we'll talk about and practice with today, it's really an outgrowth of compassionate insight, both towards ourselves and towards others. And so today we'll practice towards that, not as a willed action or an action of thinking, but an opening of the insight of our hearts. I'll start by asking your forgiveness for having my laptop here, but I did write a few notes because there were things that I wanted to share with you. When opening towards forgiveness, one of the very first things we can do is to ask ourselves if we feel safe. Because it's very hard to truly forgive if we do not have a sense of safety, if we don't feel that we have a choice. Either forgiveness becomes a kind of Stockholm syndrome, like a way of trying to make ourselves okay with something that's not. Or again, like I said, it can be a forced action. But for our heart to truly feel that, oh yeah, we have choice. If we needed to, if we need to in this moment, we can choose not to forgive. And if we choose to, we can forgive. So we have that internal sense that we have a choice here. And that choice gives us space. We don't want to be reinforcing a kind of internal delusion with ourselves, but actually to be moving towards more insight. And once we ask ourselves that, even right now, if there's a forgiveness that comes to mind for you, you can check with yourself, oh, do I feel I have choice here? Brené Brown says, "The most compassionate people I know have boundaries of steel." And what she's really saying is that compassion isn't about letting everything in, letting anybody do anything. It's actually about really being able to protect yourself in a clear, informed way. And when you know that you can do that, when you know you can say no, you have more access to your yes. You have more access to your heart and your compassion and your forgiveness. Now, when I say that forgiveness comes from an insight of compassion, a compassionate insight, ultimately, forgiveness is a release of our own hearts. And we do it for our own freedom. You may have heard the definition, resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And you might have noticed that in your practice so far, that when you get caught in loops of frustration or hatred towards yourself or towards others, that it's like feeding an internal demon. It's feeding an internal energy. And it might be a hurt even long from the past, or it could be more recent, but resentment continues our tie to the experience and to the person. We continue to, our energy continues to be consumed, our heart space, our mind space continues to be consumed. So forgiveness is the practice of releasing that, of returning to ourselves and returning to our own energy and not continuing to feed this cycle that ultimately hurts us. The Dalai Lama, you may have heard this story, he talks about a friend of his who was a Bhutanese monk in the Chinese occupation, and he was jailed for 12 years by the Chinese and tortured. And upon release, many years later, the Dalai Lama saw him again and talked to him about his experience. And he said, "The thing I was most afraid of was losing my compassion." And that's what he most worked to guard in himself. And my understanding of that is because compassion is really our insight. And it's our insight that we and others act out of delusion. When we're acting in harmful ways, we're acting out of delusion, out of fear. And when we lose our compassion, we lose that insight. We lose that seeing that that's what's happening. When we lose compassion towards ourselves, we lose the insight that, oh, I'm acting out of fear. I'm acting out of delusion. When we lose compassion towards others, we lose that insight. They too act out of delusion. They too act out of fear. And so as we turn towards our practice of forgiveness, a starting place can be to see, oh, this action that caused harm, my own action that caused harm to myself, I see it came out of fear. I see it came out of delusion. Or we see others and the harm that we felt caused by them. And can we see, oh, I see how they acted out of fear. I see how they acted out of delusion. And this insight can be the beginning of forgiveness, not as a mental construct, but as a true insight of the heart. So we can practice with this. You might even feel right now at this point in retreat that you've accumulated some resentments towards yourself. Maybe there's, oh, I'm frustrated at my judgmental mind or how I've been sleepy or, you know, maybe if I thought, oh, I wasted part of this retreat getting caught in this loop. Or you might be having reflections on things that have happened outside of retreat, places that have been hard when you look at them in yourself. So when we do this practice, you may choose one of those. What's one place where you've been having a hard time with a part of yourself? And again, you could think, is it the judgmental part, the restless part, the angry part? And tune into that in yourself. We can start doing a little practice. So can close your eyes. Or if it's too much to close your eyes, allow them to be soft towards the ground. And see if there arises a part of yourself that you've been having a hard time with. A part that you found unacceptable or troublesome, that you dislike in some way or judge in some way. You can start by acknowledging it, like the process of rain. Oh, I see you. I see you, restlessness, or I see you, judgment, this part of myself. Notice it there. And then notice how it comes from fear or delusion. Maybe fear that you're doing it wrong or have missed something or caused harm. And you can offer to this part as you sit with it. I see how there has been pain and harm from fear and delusion. And for that, I forgive you. Offering towards this part of yourself. And noticing what happens internally as you extend that offer. I feel you. I see you, this part of me that's been coming from pain, from fear or delusion. It's hard for you to feel the forgiveness towards it. You might even notice how old this part of you is. Often it's a really young part. And you can see it as that. Ah, it's this little one acting out of fear, offering it your compassion. Offering it your forgiveness. And as you offer it, noticing what happens in your heart, mind, body. And you can stay with it, offering again. You may feel this as a felt sense of outflow from you to this part of you. If it's hard to honestly offer forgiveness, you can intend towards forgiveness, not forcing it, but being with that part of yourself recognizing its pain that it's acting from, and intending towards forgiveness. There's a lot of feeling here. If it's challenging, you can stay with it, continuing to notice and offer. And if it fades or feels at ease, there might arise an other part that needs your forgiveness. Recognizing that part, the fear, delusion that it's come from, and offering it for your forgiveness too. You notice that you're stirred, feeling that you don't know how to forgive or can't forgive. You can be with that with compassion. Oh, here's this part that's scared, doesn't know how to forgive. I can be with that. If it's arising in you the thought of another person that's caused pain, that's been the source of pain for you, you can turn this same forgiveness outward, recognizing, oh, I see how you acted out of fear and delusion. Having that compassionate insight. And if it's in your heart, I offer you forgiveness. May I forgive you? And feeling the felt sense of that forgiveness extending towards that other person. Remembering if you're not ready to forgive, you may still acknowledge their actions arising from fear and delusion with the intention to someday forgive, if not yet. You find it very challenging to forgive them. You may try noticing them as the little child that learned to act out of fear and delusion, and often offer forgiveness to that little child. in the last minute or so of our practice, noticing how you feel in this posture of forgiving. Noticing the effect on your heart, mind, body to offer forgiveness. Thank you for your practice. It's time for dinner.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.